This is 5 in 10, 5 topics in about 10 minutes from Skywatch TV for Thursday, January 5th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember our virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. Sign up for another 30 days, but once you do, you get 90 days access from the day you sign up. More details coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today is Russia. A ship carrying hypersonic missiles has been launched. This warship, armed with Mach 9 nuclear-capable hypersonic Zircon cruise missiles. President Vladimir Putin took part in an online ceremony with Defense Chief Sergei Shoigu to deploy the Admiral Gorshkov for its mission across the Atlantic and Indian Oceans and then on into the Mediterranean Sea. The vessel fired a test launch of the nuclear-capable missile, which reportedly travels at 7,000 miles per hour, meaning very difficult to evade or shoot down, which is the whole point of hypersonic missiles. The Kremlin claims that it hit a target 620 miles away in the White Sea. Meanwhile, Russia is now admitting that 89 soldiers were killed in that attack early New Year's Day in the occupied region of Ukraine. Ukrainian sources still claiming 400 Russian soldiers killed in that attack. And a supporter of President Putin has sent shrapnel from a French howitzer shell that he claimed struck him in the shoulder to France's President Emmanuel Macron. Dmitry Rogozin, who's a former deputy prime minister and a strong supporter of the special military action in Ukraine, injured last month during a shelling in Donetsk, that region in eastern Ukraine. This is according to an online letter, an open letter that he published on a Telegram channel. Rogozin said he'd written to France's ambassador to Moscow, Pierre Levy, quote, "In this envelope, along with my letter, you will see a fragment of a shell from a French 155-millimeter artillery piece. It punctured my right shoulder, lodged in the fifth cervical vertebra, only a millimeter away from killing me or rendering me an invalid," end quote. The point here is that Russia's government believes that it's in a war with NATO, which includes the United States, American viewers. The question is, when will that other shoe drop? Let's pray that cooler heads prevail and negotiations for peace begin soon. Topic number 4, China. Meanwhile, China continues making inroads into Africa. We've known some time that China is investing heavily in infrastructure on the African continent, often using infrastructure as collateral or other special facilities like mines for rare earth minerals. Rare earths are those 17 minerals that are essential for smartphones, electric vehicles, military weapon systems, countless other advanced pieces of technology. High-grade deposits of rare earths are found all over Africa, and China has been getting its hands on control of those mines over the last 3 decades. But it is more than just rare earths. China also working to secure food sources for its 1.4 billion people. A new report by the UK-based Environmental Justice Foundation says that at least 90% of the industrial trawlers fishing off the coast of Ghana are owned by Chinese corporations. This is contrary to Ghanaian law on the ownership of vessels flying the Ghanaian flag. A substantial portion of these vessels engaging in illegal practices, according to the EJF. The report investigates what it says are illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing and human rights abuses. People interviewed by the EJF for this report, fishermen, speaking on condition of anonymity, say that they're essentially treated like slaves, working 14-hour shifts, food, water withheld, water not necessarily safe to drink, reports of cases with men suffering injuries or getting sick, in one case cholera, and the ship refusing to return to shore. That particular case, the man did not make it home alive. The government of Ghana does appoint observers to report on conditions aboard these fishing boats, but those reporters, those observers speaking to the BBC, explain that fear, corruption, and neglect on the part of the Ghanaian government pushed them to take bribes to look the other way. One observer with a reputation for honesty and diligence disappeared from his boat 3 years ago, seen at dinner, didn't come to breakfast the next morning, never heard from again, no real investigation by the police either, and no comment by the Chinese corporation that owns that boat. This kind of thing is happening all over Africa, on land and sea, as one African government told a reporter asking about choosing Chinese technology for its 5G system. Said, look, we're a small country. We know the big guys are going to spy on us, so we might as well take the Chinese tech because it's cheaper. Again, rare earths, a key component of China's missions in Africa. It is cheaper, at least, until the repo man from Beijing comes to take possession. Topic number three, the laptop from hell, the gift that keeps on giving, or at least to some reporters, most of them in the UK, it appears. The Department of Justice now reportedly trying to prevent disclosure of 400 pages of sensitive documents from Hunter and Jim Biden. That's Jim Biden on the right there. He is Joe Biden's brother, on their dealings with China, Russia, and Ukraine. Justice Department apparently pretending that those documents don't exist. A Colorado lawyer named Kevin Evans has sued the department last March after it failed to comply with his Freedom of Information Act request on the Biden's dealings. Evans, who's a FOIA expert, asked for documents pertaining to any relationship, communication, gifts, and or remuneration in any form between the president's son Hunter or brother Jim and the nations of China, Russia, or Ukraine. Kind of dominating today's news cycle, those countries. The Department of Justice trying to prevent disclosure of those documents. The Justice Department prosecutor, David Weiss, currently considering a criminal case against Hunter with potential allegations of money laundering, illegal foreign lobbying, and tax crimes. The 400 pages of documents, not the only cache of Biden records being sought from the government. The National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, preparing to release hundreds of Obama White House internal documents containing information about Hunter's relationship with Ukrainian gas company Burisma. You might remember he was being paid $80,000 a month to consult, despite not speaking Ukrainian or having any experience in the energy industry. This while his father was vice president of the United States and in charge of American foreign policy vis-a-vis Ukraine. The Biden administration, that is able to veto the release of those documents. They have to decide by February whether to let them out into the wild or keep them secret until 2029. I'm betting on the latter. Topic number two, storm over the Temple Mount. Told you earlier this week about conservative Israeli lawmaker, media calls him far right, Itamar Ben-Gvir and his visit to the Temple Mount, and what a storm that would create. Hamas threatening to blow up the situation if he visited. Well, he did the next day. Okay, this took place Tuesday, and so far nothing in terms of, say, kinetic activity, but it is the government of Benjamin Netanyahu catching a lot of criticism now from around the world for allowing Ben-Gvir to go to the Temple Mount. Again, he's the security chief now for the Netanyahu administration. He visited the Temple Mount for 15 minutes, 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning. That's a period of time in which Jews are allowed to visit the Temple Mount. Now, Jordan, which views itself as the custodian of the Temple Mount, a status that the Israeli government doesn't recognize, was especially critical. Jordan condemns in the severest of terms the storming of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the violation of its sanctity, end quote. Ben-Gvir didn't go into the mosque. He didn't storm the castle, as it were. Anyway, a spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy in Israel said the status quo must be maintained at holy sites. But get this now, beyond just words, the United Nations Security Council is going to convene an emergency session to discuss Ben-Gvir's visit to the Temple Mount. This could happen as early as today, Thursday. This requested by the United Arab Emirates and China on behalf of the Palestinian and Jordanian UN missions. There's a reason that this 35-acre patch of ground is such a flashpoint around the world. It's because it's God's Mount of Assembly, the Har Moed, from which we get the term Armageddon. Coming up, sleeping through a high-speed chase. It happened in Germany. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Skywatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's Russia's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. Featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallups takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, blame the driver, who was not the guy sitting in the driver's seat, actually. German drivers lost his license after allegedly falling asleep while driving on the Autobahn. Police wanted to pull him over, and the autopilot of his Tesla was engaged. So the autopilot, trying to keep a safe distance between the vehicle and the pursuing police cruisers, stayed ahead of them throughout the chase, which reached 70 miles an hour, not exactly the high-speed chase we're thinking of in Hollywood terms, but still, the 45-year-old driver, witnessed by police, reclining in the driver's seat with his eyes closed and hands off the wheel. Kind of a terrifying aspect if you're one of, if you're one of the other drivers on a road with somebody like this. Thankfully, unlike other cases where drivers have decided to engage the autopilot and just let it take control, this one did not end with a fiery crash. The driver woke up, realized what was going on, and pulled over. Again, he has lost his license, but this is only the latest in a series of cases where drivers have either lost consciousness or passed out while behind the wheel. And again, some of these do not end well. Frankly, I trust my own limited, frail human faculties over artificial intelligence. As flawed as this is, it is still a lot more capable of making split-second decisions than an algorithm. Well, and at least that means we've still got one up on the Terminators. Skywatch TV's fall, now winter, virtual conference continues. Signups through February 4th. You get 30 days access from the time, or 90 days access, excuse me, 90 days, 3 months to watch what you want to watch in the order you want to watch it. In a sense, you control the conference schedule, and it's kind of nice because you watch from the comfort of your own home. You can pause presentations in the middle if you need to take a break. You get 90 days access, not just to 24 cutting-edge presentations, but also 6 full-length feature documentaries from Skywatch Films. You can find out more and sign up. Get instant access at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Seems the world we're getting in is getting weirder. But that is because we are getting closer and closer to the end of history. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with experts on end times Bible prophecy. authors of new books from Defender Publishing, Terry James and Tim Moore, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, Pastor Carl Gallup's with his eye-opening Yeshua Protocol, and especially relevant now given the geopolitical situation with China, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis and Kings of the East. Why are we selling oil from our strategic reserves to China? Good question. Maybe some of those documents in the National Records Archive might have something to say about that. Or, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop. I digress. Find out more on this week's broadcast. You can watch it now at skywatchtv.com. All of our videos are there. You can also find it at our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv. Skywatch TV's main program back on YouTube. You can find it there at YouTube. But better yet, get our app. It's available for Roku, Apple TV, and your mobile device. iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets. All of our video content available through our free app, which bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. So if I say something that they don't like, they can't pull the plug. We've got links to the app stores for you at our website. You'll find the links in the top menu bar at the website, skywatchtv.com. Find the one that's right for your device, download it, and wherever you are, we'll be there. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.